And then a frightening image came to mind. I saw myself cutting the bond of fate that held me to Nobu and watching him fall all the long way into the ocean below. I don't mean this was just an idea or some sort of daydream. I mean that all at once I understood exactly how to do it. Of course, I wasn't really going to throw Nobu into the ocean, but I did have an understanding, just as clearly as if a window had been thrown open in my mind, of the one thing I could do to end my relationship with him forever. I didn't want to lose his friendship, but in my efforts to reach the chairman, Nobu was an obstacle I'd found no way around. And yet I could cause him to be consumed by the flames of his own anger. Nobu himself had told me how to do it. Just a moment after cutting his hand that night at the Ichiriki tea house only a few weeks earlier. If I was the sort of woman who would give myself to the minister, he'd said, he'd wanted me to leave the room right then and would never speak to me again. The feeling that came over me as I thought of this, it was like a fever breaking. I felt damp everywhere on my body. I was grateful Mameha remained asleep beside me. I'm sure she would have wondered what was the matter to see me short of breath, wiping my forehead with my fingertips. This idea that had come to me, could I really do such a thing? I don't mean the act of seducing the minister. I knew perfectly well I could do that. It would be like going to the doctor for a shot. I'd look the other way for a time, and it would be over. But could I do such a thing to Nobu? What a horrible way to repay his kindness. Compared with the sorts of men so many geisha had suffered through the years, Nobu was probably a very desirable donna. But could I bear to live a life in which my hopes had been extinguished forever? For weeks I'd been working to convince myself I could live it. But could I really? I thought perhaps I understood how Hatsumomo had come by her bitter cruelty, and Granny her meanness. Even Pumpkin, who was scarcely 30, had worn a look of disappointment for many years. The only thing that had kept me from it was hope. And now, to sustain my hopes, would I commit an abhorrent act? I'm not talking about seducing the minister. I'm talking about betraying Nobu's trust. During the rest of the flight, I struggled with these thoughts. I could never have imagined myself scheming in this way, but in time I began to imagine the steps involved just like in a board game. I would draw the minister aside at the inn. No, not at the inn, at some other place. And I would trick Nobu into stumbling upon us, or perhaps it would be enough for him to hear it from someone else. You can imagine how exhausted I felt by the end of the trip. Even as we left the airplane, I must have still looked very worried because Mameha kept reassuring me that the flight was over and I was safe at last.